Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Ches in Meseches Chagiga. I'm recording this Baruch Hashem in the old city of Yerushalayim in HaKodesh, where I don't have the exact tab of what daf we're up to in Shas, but we're really getting close, if we're not there, to the 800th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to discuss the Shita of Beis Hillel that says that the Olas HaMoed can come from Meiser of, in other words, money of Meiser Sheni. The Gemara will analyze that shita that we had in the Mishnah, Dav Zayin Amabez, and the Gemara will get involved with a process in which that could be done, which the Gemara will say in the name of Chizkiah is called Toflin, and will be Masbir Bezer Hashem what exactly that Toflin is. On the bottom of the Amud, we will discuss the exact tradition of what Visamachta Bechagecha means. We will discuss the details of the Karban Chagiga, which will bring us to a new Mishnah on Ches Amud Beis that will tell us how to divvy out a Karban Chagiga, the Shlamim, if there are many people you have many mouths to feed because of a large family. And the Gemara then will get back into this Shita of Teiflin. Then the Gemara will discuss what happens if you have designated 10 behemos for Karbanos, for Karban Shlamim. How should you divide, in an ideal world, how should you divide the bringing of those Karbanos? Let's pick up two lines from the top of Chesav and Aleph. Amar Mar. Beis Hillel Oymrim Min HaMeiser. Beis Hillel says that you could bring the Chagigas Yom Tov Rishon, for example, the Chagiga of a Karban Pesach, from Meiser. You could use your most Meiser Sheni. In other words, if I have money that I had fruits that I redeemed the money, or more precisely, the fruit, redeemed the fruits and brought money up to eat in Yerushalayim, I could use that money to buy my chagiga. Amai asks the Gemara, how could you do it? Dover shebechoy v'hi, it's a chiyuv for you to bring the carbon chagiga. V'chol dover shebechoy v'ha, ein abal en menachulden. And we have a rule, it was mentioned earlier on Dav Zayin on the base, and there are a few mekoros that bring this point out, that davar shebechayve has to be brought from chulin. You can't piggyback that you already had a chiyuv of meiser sheni and use that for your carbon. Amar ula b'toifel. Ula answers, you could do the process of toifel. What does that mean? So let's see Rashi on the second line from the top. Mechaber meiser imachulin. You're allowed to join meiser with chulin umevi, and then you're allowed to bring it. Now, this doesn't give us a definition of Teiflin. And Rashi spells out, we will now have a machlekes amaraim, how you do Teiflin. Chizkiya amar, back into the Gemara, Teiflin behema behema, v'ein Teiflin mois l'mois. You're allowed to do Teufel from one behema to the next, but you're not allowed to do it from money to money. What do those words mean? So let's go back into Rashi. Chizkiya amar behema behema, im yesh ha'olchen harbet, if you have many people in your family that you need to feed, and they can't last on one animal, so then you're allowed to bring one carbon chagig from chulin v'ashar min ha'meiser, and you're allowed to then do meiser as well. And once you start, brought one from chulin, Rashi says that's going to be enough. Hence, Chizkiah says that you're toflin behema lebehema, that you're allowed to do, but you're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to do tofel, you're allowed to make the second animal of meiser tofel to the chulin, but you can't do it mos and mos. What does that mean? You're not allowed to mix money of meiser with chulin, and then buy from the both of them a behema for the carbon chagiga. So you're allowed to take an animal for a carbon chagiga and use other animals for that were from Meiser for a carbon as well. However, you're not allowed to simply join the money together and then buy a larger carbon chagiga for everybody. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan says the exact opposite. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Teiflin Meiser Mos. You're allowed to pool the money together. Then I'm allowed to take a little bit of money that I had decided that I was going to use for the carbon chagiga and join it together with the Meiser. V'ein Teiflin Behema L'Behema. But you're not allowed, he says, the converse of Chizkiah. He says that you're not allowed to take a carbon chagiga that already exists and add to it other behemos that you bought with Meiser money. The only way you could do it is pool together. There's a brisa like Rabbi Yochanan, and there's a brisa like Chizkiya. Tanya kavasi Rabbi Yochanan, that the pasuk tells us masas, more precisely misas, nidvas yotcha shetitin kashivracha Hashem lokecha. Misas has a connotation that you give. What does that mean? Melamed shadam mevi chayasim in achulin. A person is supposed to give for his carbon. The pasuk says the charek shavua should be made misas nidvas yotcha, something from your hand, and the connotation is from chulin. So you're supposed to give from chulin. Umenayin continues the brisa shemrotzal arav ma'arav, that you're allowed to mix money with chulin with money of hegdish, in this case meiser sheni. Tamalomer kashay yivrecha Hashem lokecha. That's the end of the pasuk. On the one hand, it's misas nidvas yadecha. On the other hand, it's kashay yivrecha Hashem lokecha. The connotation ashay yivrechecha is mikol ashay yivrecha, anything, even those things that have a status of kedusha like meiser sheni. On the other hand, Tanya Kavasi de Chizkiya, we have a bris like Chizkiya. Misas, Malam Shadam, maybe Chavasa Menachulim. You're allowed to bring your kachim, your carbon chagiga from Chulin. Beishama Yoim Rishon Menachulim. Beishama says the first day could be from Chulin. Mekan Veilach Menach Meiser. And it's acceptable all other days from Meiser. But Beisil says, Achila Rishon Menachulim. The first Achila needs to come from Chulin. Mekan Veilach Menach Meiser. Not only the first day is acceptable, as long as Achil Rishayin is from Chulin, then it will be acceptable. Ushar kol yimais ha-Pesach, but all of the other days of Pesach, Adam yoytzi yidei chavasa b'maiser behema. All the other days of Pesach, you could fulfill your obligation with maiser behema. And the Gemara clarifies, b'yomtif my time aloy, why is it that on the first day, according to Beis Shammai, the whole day you can't bring from maiser, according to Beis Hillel, the first Achila can't be done from Meiser. Amar Ravashi explained, Dilma Asi L'Isur B'Yomtiv. We're afraid that he's going to come to do Meiser B'Hem and Yomtiv. Yev Shalasar B'Yomtiv. Not allowed to take off Meiser on Yomtiv, Meiser B'Hem on Yomtiv, and that's going to be Asur. Why is that Asur? Because Mishum Sikarta, we're afraid that you're going to come to paint the animal on Yantav, because normally the way Meiser Behema is brought is that you count, the way it's processed, is that you count your animals walking through a corral, and you paint the 10th one, and that becomes Meiser Behema. So you can't do that on Yantav. My Mashma. Now the Gemara analyzes this Brisa for our purposes. Up until now we were talking about another Halacha, about Meiser Behema, whether that could be brought as a karmach hagigah on the first day. We said no, because it's a gzera on yontif, you might come to paint. But my mashma dahai masis, misas, lishna de chulinu. We see that the word misas is a lashon of chulin. Dechsiv, and how do we know that? Vayasa melech achashverosh mas ala aretz. The word mas refers to a tax, which is definitely chulin. Now let's process what the Gemara was trying to bring out from this brisa. In this brisa we had seen that once it's permissible to bring from chulin, that you already had achila rishona from kodshim, achila rishona from chulin, so then the halacha is, you're allowed to bring karbanos a meiser. So what do we see? We see Chizkiya's idea, we're not talking about toflin moslimos, but rather, as Chizkiya had said, Toflin Be'ema Le'ema. Once I had the first Achila that was appropriate from Chulin, then I'm allowed to be Toflin Be'ema Le'ema. So too over here, once I have Toflin, that I have one Be'ema that came from Chulin, then I could be Tofel, a Be'ema that was brought with the money of Meiser Sheni. So this is the Gemara's proof to the opinion of Chizkiya of Toflin Be'ema Le'ema, that we see you're allowed to use Meiser Behema on every other day. The Gemara continues 5 lines from Matan Mechesem and Alch Tanur Rabbanu V'Samachta B'Chagecha Tarek Desha, says you shall rejoice on Sukkis. The Rabbi is Kol Minei Simchas L'Simcha, that it comes to include all different types of Smachos. Mekan Amar Chacham Yisrael Yotzin Dechavasa, you could fulfill your obligation of bringing the carbon Shlam and the Shalmei Simcha B'Nedarim. If a person says and takes a neder that he takes upon himself, that he's going to give this particular carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, or Nedavos, he promises that he's going to bring one carbon, Kohanim could fulfill as well their Shalmi Simcha v'chatas v'ashem u'b'chor. Kohanim who get a b'chor could fulfill b'chazei v'shok. And even with the special matnas kuna that they receive, they could also be kind of the mitzvah. Yachal af be'ofos u'b'menachos. I might think that even a bird or a karmi mincha, tamlam v'sachta mechagecha, misha chagiga ba mehem, only those things, that animals that would be qualified as karmi chagiga, the Kohen could also double up on and use for a shalmi simcha. Yotzu elu comes to preclude those, she'en chagiga ba mehem, that the karmi chagiga normally does not come from them. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says, mi usamachta nafka. Ravashi says that there's a different reason why you can't bring the ofos and the mincha. That says samachta. Yatzu elu she'mem simcha. Carbon mincha, a little bit of dough and a little bit of chicken doesn't give simcha. A good shtick of flesh, that is what gives simcha. Ravashi, hay b'chagecha mayavleisa. Why then, according to Ravashi, does it say b'chagecha? According to the Tanakhama, we equated, maybe we didn't spell this out, we equated shalmei chagiga to shalmei simcha. Like we said, misha chagiga babahem, whoever is good for karmi chagiga, is going to be good for shalmei simcha. However, according to Rav Ashi, it's all based on drasha that needs to be misameach you. So then why does it say b'chagecha if it's not there to create the equation to karmi chagiga? So Gemara says, ahu l'chad Rav Daniel bar Ketina. It's to teach us Rav Daniel bar Ketina's rule. Amar Rav, the name of Rav, nine shei nosin nashim b'moed. So we learned this in our previous Masechta. In Moed Katan, on Daf Ches on the Beis, we learned that you're not allowed to marry women on Chala Moed. Shenemar v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. Now we gave different reasons over there in the Gemara. Here, the Gemara does not give the reason, as mentioned before, of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha b'Simcha as a Moed Katan, but rather there's a mitzvah to be misameach with the Chag, and not to be misameach with your wife. Taisus points out that the Tanakama, who learned that b'chagecha was going to tell you like a Charmin Chagiga, he's going to need another Mekor. Taisus suggests that might very well be for the different Mekoros, that the different rationale of why you can't get married Moed. It's not because it's a machta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha, but as we mentioned, over there in Moed Katan, Daf Ches, the Gemara gives other reasons. For example, Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Let's begin. 8 lines on the top on Chesam Beis next Mishnah. Mishi Yeshlo Ochlim Merubin. Someone who has many people in his family to feed. So then he's going to need to bring many Karbonos Shlomim. So Mishi Yeshlo Ochlim Merubin Unichasim Uatim. And he also has another problem that he doesn't have a lot of belongings. So maybe Shlomim Merubin V'Oilois Muatos. So then in such a case, he could bring many Karbon Shlomim and he doesn't have to bring many carbon olos. So let's say, for example, there are 10 people in the house. So 10 people are bar chiyuv in the olas ri'iya. So then in such a case, of course, you're going to have to bring 10 olos. However, you could bring as many as you want shlamim. And if there, you're going to have to feed a lot of people, better put your money in a shalmei chagiga than you would for an olas ri'iya. However, nechasim merubin, if he's wealthy, va'ochlem muatin, and he doesn't have a lot of people to eat, so then there's a reason to bring maybe oilos merubais u'shlamim muatin. You should bring many carbon oilos and only a few shlamim. Why? Because if you're going to bring many shlamim, you're going to need a lot of people to eat it. Because if not, the psar behema that's not brought on the mizbeach will become nicer. Zev zeh muat. What happens if he doesn't have a lot of people, nor does he have a lot of money? So then in such a case, Al Zed Nemar, the Torah Kedoshah says, Ma kesef shtei kesef, that all you have to bring is the smallest amount of carbon, a ma kesef and shtei kesef. We had a machlokes earlier in our Masechta, what the ma kesef corresponds to. We're going to learn that the Olas Re'iyah corresponds to ma kesef, and the Shalmei Chagiga corresponds to shtei kesef. Mishnah continues, Zev zeh merubim. But if there's both a lot of money and a lot of people to feed, al zeh nemar ish kimat nas yodei kvirkas Hashem elokecha asher nasanach. If you have money and you have a lot of people to feed, so then you support them based on the bracha that Kadosh Baruch Hu has given you. Says the Gemara, shlamim merubah mehechi maisi. In the case of our reisha, where we had Ochlim Merubim Nechasim Muatim. So the suggestion was to bring many Shlamim. Asks the Gemara, very nice. He has enough mouths to feed that there won't be no sir, but the big question that many people have, where is he going to be able to pay for it? How could he get a lot of Shlamim Merubim? Meichi Maisi, how is he going to bring it? Halesle, he doesn't have the money for it. Amar Rav Chizda suggests Teufel Umevi Par Gadol. What he does is he adds money that anyhow he was planning to use from Chulin with money that he had from Meisr. So he has a little bit of Chulin money that he was planning to use as basic Chiyuv, and then he's Mitzdaref money from Meisr. The assumption being that everybody has money from Meisr. Amar Le Rav Sheshes. She said, Hare Amru Teufelim Behema Le Behema. We didn't say that you're allowed to be tofel money. Rather, what are you allowed to do? You're allowed to be tofel from one animal to the next. So how could Rav Chisda suggest this? The Gemara now explains what Rav Sheshes was arguing with Rav Chisda about. As you can anticipate, we already had a discussion whether you're tofel mebehema lebehema or tofel mamun lamam. My kamerle, what exactly Rav Sheshes say to him? Ilei mahachi kamerle. If you're going to say Rav Sheshes said like this, hare amru tofel mebehema lebehema avalo mos lamos, if that's Rav Sheshes' argument, that you can't be tofel mos lamamos, vlemele ain't tofel mos lamos, why did he say hare amru tofel mebehema lebehema? He should have said in the negative, you can't use this money because ain't tofel mos lamos, like we had learned, within the Shita of Chizkiya on Amr Aleph. Elohachi Amr Le. So it must be saying something else. Hare Amru Af Toflin Behema Lebehema. He was challenging and saying, why do you have to say that you combine the money? You could also combine Behemos of Meiser Sheni with the Behemos of Chulin. Analyzes the Gemara. If that's what he's saying, Af Toflin Behema Lebehema, Keman Delo Kechizkiya Rabbi Yochanan. Chizkiya said that you could only be tofel behema le behema. Rabbi Yochanan said you could only be tofel mos le mos. There isn't someone who says that you could be both tofel le mos as well as af tofel behema le behema le behema. V'chitei ma'amoroyu depligi masnisi loy pligi. If you're going to say that the Amoroyim argued, Chizkin Rabbi Yochanan argued, but earlier the Braisa doesn't necessarily say one way like Chizkia or like Rabbi Yochanan, hence, you could suggest that Rav Sheshes is presenting a third opinion of how to read the Braisa. Vaktani, but the Braisa that we learned earlier, which set off the machlokas between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan, which we learned on Ches Amud Aleph, that doesn't sound that way. Vaktani, didn't we learn Achila Rishona min HaChulin, that the first Achila we learned was from Chulin. My Achila Rishona. Doesn't it seem to indicate that the first Achila has to be entirely from Chulin? That sounds like the Behema Rishona is coming entirely from Chulin, which sounds like that you can't be Mitzaref Ma'os, that you can't say Toflin Ma'os. So answers the Gemara, probably the best way is to read it, Voktani Achila Rishona Min Achulin. Sounds like you can't be Mitzaref Ma'os. Answers the Gemara, My Achila Rishona, what does it mean Achila Rishona? No, it can be Ma'os as well. Shior Dmei Achila Rishona Min Achulin, as long as you have Dmei Achila Rishona from Achulin, then you could join together monies from Meiser as well. So it's not a conclusive Raya. And since it isn't the conclusive Raya, Rav Sheshes suggests a third possibility and challenges Rav Chisda with the idea who said, Tofel Umevi Par Gadol. So then in such a case, Rav Sheshes suggests that you could be Tofel Behema LeBehema as well as Tofel Mimos LeMos. Amar Ula, the Gemara continues, Amar Rish Lakish. Hifrish Eser Behemos L'Chagigah. So a person that designated 10 animals for his carbon chagiga. Hikriv chamesh b'yamtiv rishon, v'chozer makriv chamesh b'yamtiv sheni. The halacha is that he's allowed to bring 5 on the first day of yamtiv, and 5 the second day of yamtiv. Rabbi Yechanan mekimen shepasak shuvene makriv. Rabbi Yechanan says that the carbon chagiga is brought, and then it's over. And once you stop, then you don't bring others. Rashi explains that the opinion of Reish Lakish is that you're not over on Baal Tosef if you stop and you bring again. Even though the Torah says, V'chagoysim oisai, which seems to indicate one day, nevertheless, since the second day, the chiyuv, of course, of Karban Chagiga is on the first day, Nevertheless, since we consider Yom Sheni Yom Tov, as well as the other days of Yom Tov, Tashlumei Derishon, if for whatever reason you didn't bring, which came up previously on Masechta, will come up again, for that reason it's not considered Baal Taisif according to Reish Lakish. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you would be over on Baal Tosif. Once you stop, then you are Mekayim the Mitzvahs Hayom, there's no reason for you to be bringing more. Amar Rabbi Abba V'loi Pligi. Rabbi Abba claims that really isn't a Machloikis. Kam B'stam and Kam B'Farish. It depends whether he designated it specifically that he's going to bring these karbanos on the first day. So then clearly when he's bringing it on the second day, explains Rashi Nibar Masl Kam and Farish, then it's Tashlumei Derishon. But if he just designates Stam for Kachim, then he can't bring it on the second day. Analyzes the Gemara. Hi Stam Hechidam. What exactly is Kei Stam? Ilem D'lakashos B'yom Likarev. If there isn't enough time in the day to be brought, Hai D'lo Ikravinu D'lakashos B'yom. The fact that he didn't bring it is because there wasn't enough time in the day. And therefore, why would you consider that Baal Tosif? It's clear he's only doing it because he wanted to bring it on the first day. Ve'ela de'les le'yoichlin. And if you're going to say that the reason why he didn't bring it on the first day is because not enough people to eat, haydelo ikravinu de'les le'yoichlin. The only reason he's bringing it is because there are no ochlin. So when will you have the chash of bringing on the second day? There was time in the day, and there were enough people to eat it. And this that he didn't bring on the first day, and must be that he left over. And that's when we're going to have the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Excuse me, that's where we're going to have the case of Stam. And in a case of Stam, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are going to agree that you're not allowed to bring it. And the case of Stam is where there were enough people to eat, there was enough time to bring it on the first day, and he didn't, then he can't bring it on the second day. V'achi na'im mestavr, says the Gemara, 7 lines of Brahman, it's logical. D'chiyas Ravanam Rabbi Yochanan, hifrish eser behemos l'chagigaso, if he set aside 10 behemos for his carbon chagiga, hikrev chamesh b'yam tefrishan, chozer makrib chamesh b'yam tefsheni. So we learn to Rabbi Yochanan the exact opposite, that he is allowed to bring it. Kashna dodi, doesn't seem to be a stira. Elalav, shmamina, says the Gemara, 2 lines of Brahman, chesam beis, kam b'stam, kam b'mefarish shmamina. Rabbi Yochanan himself, by stam, will say that it's aser, but b'mefarish will say that it's mutter. It might not be Rav Shem and Amar Rav Abba, Rav Yechon, Loi Shana, Lelo Shloi Gomar, Avol Gomar, Choyzer, Umakriv. The only time we say that it's a problem, that once he completed on the first day, he can't bring on the second day, is if he completed. It's clear that he finished. Then you can't bring on the second day. My Gomar, what does it mean to complete? Ilema Gomar, Karbonosav, my Makriv. Doesn't mean literally that there are no more Karbonos. Then what does he have to bring up? Ela shelo gomar hayom, that he stopped when the day still had not been concluded, and clearly he had stopped for that day. Avol gomar hayom chozer makriv, but if the day was concluded and he ran out of time, then he could be chozer makriv, both according to Rabbi Yochanan and according to Reish Lakish. So what comes out is Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, we're talking about two different cases, Stam and Mefarish, and even in the case of Stam, where the halacha is that you're not allowed to bring it, that's only if the day finished when you had time, so then you cannot take the stam. Let us spell out again what stam means. Stam means that the fellow had set aside karbanos in general, so then if he had enough time in the first day, he's not allowed to use those karbanos the second time. However, if he said that he was going to use it for the first day, so then in such a case it's clear that it's tashlumen, and then it would be mutter both according to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And it turns out Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree across the board. So let's just summarize today's daf. We started on the top of Ches Amud Aleph discussing two different opinions about Toflin, that there is a heter if you don't have enough of Chulin to bring for your carbon Ola, so you're allowed to be Toflin. One opinion says, the opinion of Chizkiya says that you're allowed to bring along other behemos of Meiser, while Rabbi Yochanan says you're only allowed to use money of Meiser. Ultimately, we actually on Amud Beis have the third opinion of Rav Chisda, who says that you could be Tofel both Mos, and Meiser. And we learned on the bottom of Chaf Amud Aleph that one could fulfill the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha with Nedarim, Nedavos, Meiser Behema, etc., etc., which we learn out that whatever is kosher l'chagiga is going to be kosher for the Shalmei Simcha. Rav Ashi suggests anything that's Misameach will also qualify, which would preclude a bird offering and a carbon mincha. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Ches in Meseches Chagiga. Unfortunately, or very much fortunately, I'm putting on the last final touches on the Sefer Meseches, a Sefer on Meseches Ksubas and Kedushin. So my time has been very much compressed, aside from my special chiyuvim to my Talmidim in the Tivaria and the Grus Kolel. That has also taken up my time. So I apologize that I haven't done the halacha from the daily daf in the last few days. But I'm looking forward, Be'ezer Hashem, to resuming that and resuming our daf together even more consistently. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Ches in Meseches Chagiga.